This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it has brought. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is a $400 a week additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The aid package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 here in the United States. Well, authorities in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to the inauguration coming up on Wednesday. With less than a week before the inauguration day, federal authorities are on high alert. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed some 8,000 soldiers for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on the inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence said the ability of law enforcement agencies to protect dozens and dozens of events in Washington in the past gives great encouragement to us and to any American that will be looking on. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote.